Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Take a delicious shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
See me if you can.
We're here. Let the wondering mind be still. Even mine. Everywhere I am always here. We are always here. God is always here. Infinite intelligence is always here. As a matter of fact, if you can look around, if you can stand in front of a mirror, if you can just feel your own presence, if you can just see a reflection of yourself, God is right where you are. Ricky Byers Beckwith started the show off with, everywhere I am in believers and in those who don't know. I am all appearing. I am all invisible. I am in America. I am in Africa. You know, I am in the heterosexual relationship. I am in the homosexual relationship. I am that I am. So regardless of belief systems and what we're dealing with, we're struggling with, or the internal formation that stops us from really listening to each other, regardless of my I am right, you're wrong, I'm right, my way is better, there is something that transcends all of that. And that's something that we call God, Source, Christ, Buddha, divine love, divine intelligence, nature. Say, listen, I am everywhere. I am so much more than your belief system. I am so much more than your morals. As a matter of fact, I don't give a hoot about your morals because I am unconditional love. And where there is unconditional love, there is no condition. It's love without conditions, love that sets you free. So even if you're struggling, even if you can't make sense of your life, I am there is what the I am presence is telling you. Even when you feel you've messed up, or you feel guilty, or you feel shame, I am is with you. Can we take that in? Can we breathe that in? And we're going to have more of that conversation today with Jack Armstrong. Lessons from the Source, from the Divine One, from the Divine Presence, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. There's so much distraction sometimes in life. And the distractions are good because they help us recalibrate, and recalculate like a GPS. I love GPS tells you, you know, when you go a different direction or when you know better, it's like, oh, I don't need that anymore. She says, well, if you have a female voice, recalculating. She doesn't trip. She doesn't say, I can't believe you're not listening to me. So whenever you go a wrong, quote-unquote, wrong direction, the God as you, the God presence, the Christ consciousness says, recalculating, because you want to go a different route. But I am there, wherever you want to go, wherever you want to be, however you want to show up. So let's learn to love one another. Before you know it, you're going to transcend this body, and you'll be gone. You become a legacy. You become an ancestor. You cease to exist. Your belief systems get challenged. Like, oh, yeah, I know my grandfather, my parents, my grandmother, they believe, but I don't believe that anymore. So all the things that we hold so strongly about, and we're like, it's got to be this way. Once you leave this body, that public people say, nah, I don't believe that. Donna Summers left. She said, I'm done. I'm picking up this body. I'm moving. I've entertained people. Chuck Brown said, yes, I'm going on. I've done my go-go. It's time to go on. Lessons from the Source with Jack Armstrong. Just love it. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, and you, yes, you make a difference. You make a difference. You are that place where life gets to become conscious of itself. You're part of the evolution. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday through Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. And sometimes, that's the official time anyway. Some of you know it's the official time. Sometimes we go a little bit longer. But we tend to, generally speaking, finish with the guests around 1:20, 1:30. But it's just about listening and saying yes. But even while saying yes, we know we finished by 2, no matter what. Unless something happens and we need to go longer. But generally, yes, I am your host,
coach. Ade.
Life coach. Ade.
Life coach.
How do I pronounce my own name?
It's an inside joke with Jack and I. And I've been thinking about how to pronounce my own name. Long story. But anyway,
so nice to be here. So much is going on. So much is going on. And let's just take a breath. Let's just breathe in the breath of God, the breath of life. Allow that breath to remind us that we are here. No matter what we've gone through, no matter what we're dealing with, we are here. No matter what challenges you're going through and growing through right now, you are here. Because you are here, you can choose again. You can choose again and see everything that is happening in your life as a miracle, or say, well, you know, my life is not a miracle. We can choose again. You have that power. All the shows are archived, and you can download them. You can also click the iTunes button, and you can download the show onto your iPod and iPad. I won't do too much joke about it. I don't care. I don't care. iPad, iTunes, get it? iPhone, never mind. Yeah, well, a joke is usually good when you say it once or twice. When you say it the third time, the fourth time, and they heard it, it's like, yeah, okay, enough already. So I'm leaving that alone. But yeah, you can download the show. And Ricky Byers Beckwith. I am, Everywhere I Am is the title of the song. Her website address is weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. It's time to let it be and give you some announcements and say farewell before we do well. Part of the announcement. Farewell to Donna Summer, the queen of disco. Have a safe journey. Enjoy your ride. Enjoy your next experience. Thank you for bringing entertainment to people. Chuck Brown, thank you, thank you, thank you for saying yes to life through all the challenges. This is Black Conversations Radio, and the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're inviting your questions, your thoughts, your comments. You know, let's have a conversation today. Let's talk. What messages are you getting that you're afraid to share? What are you struggling with? What insight are you catching that you think we can't speak it out loud? Guess what? This is a safe space to do that. And we welcome your comments. We welcome your thoughts. Make sure you press one on your keypad if you're calling in to share your thoughts, your questions, or whatever you want to share. Your love. You can share your love with us. That's good. Or you can go to, we're also taking questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Ask Life Coach at a fan page on Facebook. Post your questions on there. Casper or myself will get to it eventually. And but please do not. Send inbox through the Ask Life Coach fan page. You know, there's a message button there. Don't use that because it takes forever for me to get it, and just put it on the wall, and then we can get to it. But if you, or the timeline, they call it now. If you don't want to do that, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com, and there's a tab, Ask Life Coach at a fan page. No, there's a tab, Ask Life Coach at a. And click that and just follow the prompts, and we'll get the email. It's that simple. And at 1 o'clock, we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and the segment that comes to us every day around 1. And as you know, we've got two new shows on Life Conversations Radio Network. We have Here to Inspire with Aisha. That's every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern. And we have My Authentic Lifestyle, My Authentic Lifestyle with Mo Love, every third Sunday of the month. Every third Sunday of the month. So this Sunday, May 20th, Mo Love will be joining us, and the topic is stepping outside the box. My Authentic Lifestyle. You got to step out the box to show up complete. I think that's everything. Yeah, we have Lynn Andrews joining us next week. All the other guests are joining us. Just go to lifeconversationsmedia.com and you can catch them, find out about upcoming guests. But you definitely want to check out Tuesday's show. Monday, it looks like I'm flying solo for now. Lynn Andrews is the author of Coming Full Circle, Ancient Teachings for a Modern World. She's going to be sharing some deep insights. We need each other. I promise you. I'm telling you, we need each other. That's why we have Jack Armstrong here, author of Lessons from the source. Jack Armstrong is an explorer on the spiritual path whose life's journey has included stops as a non-profit executive, Peace Corps volunteer, congressional candidate, small business owner, actor, voiceover active. Yeah, that's what you get for playing around. Voiceover artist and hospice volunteer. Jack Armstrong, 30 years ago, began receiving the series of simple and practical life lessons from an unknown inner source, like Conversations with God and A Course in Miracles. The lessons were received by Jack from an unknown inner source and transcribed through a form of channeling known as inner dictation. While he didn't understand where they were coming from or why they were being presented to him, he was clear the teachings were unlike any he had encountered during his own spiritual quest. He continued recording the lessons but kept them a secret from family and friends, fearing they might question his sanity. I know that's right. Years passed before he gathered the courage to share these writings. But when he did, the response was overwhelming. Lessons from the Source is a collection of those writings that offers a new perspective on the spiritual issues most of us grapple with regularly. Take a holy breath right here. And he's going to be presenting to us today some other writers that he hasn't made public. He hasn't made public, but today he's going to share new ones with us. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, please help me welcome my wonderful brother, myself, my spiritual mentor. Just, he's one with me. I can go through the title, Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Souls. Hello, Jack. How are you doing?
I am sitting here feeling the joy and the love and just listening to you for the last, 20 minutes or so has just been delightful. It is so great to be back on your program.
Yes. Thank you. You are a blessing. And talking to you just have a way of igniting the godness in me, and I'm grateful to have you here, and I'm looking forward to what's going to appear, what's going to be birthed through our conversation, through the intentions of listeners. So let's jump right in, and yes. The first question, you know, I've got to ask you this. I've read a little bit about you, I've told your story and all that good stuff, but I want to ask you, from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Jack Armstrong?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. I'm an expression of Source, as we all are. Everything in creation is an expression of Source, and everything in creation is unique. And each human who walks this earth is an individualized, unique expression of the essence of Source. And part of the challenge, I think, for people is recognizing that and accepting it and then living it. And I've gotten pretty good at that over the years. long time ago, I would never have responded like that. I would have said, oh, well, I've done this and I've done that and I have this degree and that and I've met this person and I've gone here. It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter what stuff you have or things you've done. It is who you are. It is I am. We all should give that same answer, I think.
No, that's right. I am that I am, an individualized expression of the Source. Now, I don't want to make a out of you and me,
and my listeners. But I just wanted to kind of break it down a little bit. When we talk about your book, Lessons from the Source, and you said I'm an individualized expression of the Source. When you say Source, what do you mean? What is Source to you?
You know, that's the great unanswerable question. And again, I think the specific answer doesn't matter. You know, there are any number of terminologies that are used to describe whatever that greater power is that created all that is. And we can call it Source, we can call it God, we can call it the universe, we can call it Yahweh, we can, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, for some people, obviously terminology is huge, and some will be put on a pedestal and some will be, you know, denied, but it doesn't matter. We're all one, you know, we're all one. We're all expressions of whatever that is. And it is, and we all have access to it, you know, in different ways. But defining that seems to me to be a challenge to the intellectual human mind rather than an acceptance of what is by our spiritual beingness. You know, our human minds always have to try to figure out and understand and make sense and so on. And that's, you know, that's part of the struggle. We're this bifurcated identity while we're on the earth. You know, we're eternal as spiritual beings, and yet we're temporary but simultaneous doing this physical thing. And while we're here, the physical part, the human mind, has to try to be in control and make things happen and understand and do this, when really, you know, I've come to believe it's just about allowing. You know, I still fall into that trap. You know, I'll find myself thinking, oh, how am I going to do this? Or just allow. Am I getting way off topic here, Ade?
Absolutely not. You're right on point, and I'm loving where you're going with it, because when we talk about what is Source, and you say, you know, it's you call it whatever name you want, and the intellect is trying to define it this way or that way, but when we can evolve and mature to a place where we allow, then if you want to call it Yahweh or my way is better or whatever way you call it, allow. Like, okay, I didn't see it that way, but now I see your way. But I still like the way I see it. You're not wrong. I'm not right. No, you're right. You're right on point, and getting to bring it to the point where you say allowing. And if we can allow ourselves to recognize that the intellectual mind is part of us, it's not the totality, it's not the complete I am-ness, then there's less debate. And I'm kind of charged, if you will, by a video I watched this morning and I posted on Facebook. And it's still this debate about same-sex marriage. And there's a gentleman, Bishop Carlton Pearson, that we interviewed in about a month ago or so. And he was debating with another minister, and, you know, the one was for, Bishop Carlton was for it. Like, you know, it's just equality for all. And the other minister was saying, you know, we need to know what the president is up to. And I don't even want to go too much in politics, but politics is part of life. And people live their life based on this. So we can talk about it, and it's all about allowing. So there's this debate of what is right and what is wrong and what is the president going to do. But my thing is, if we can allow ourselves, that word is very powerful, and I'm thank you for using that. If we can allow ourselves to say, you know, I don't know everything. There's a part of life that I don't quite understand. So rather than going by just holding on to any of the holy books, if not just one, or something that I learned from my parents, and keep saying, this is the way, this is the way, well, maybe there is another way. And in that place of allowing is surrender. In that place of allowing is receptivity. And for me, I really got, and I want to hear your thoughts on this, as I've been thinking, preparing for our conversation, Jack, it's what I'm realizing is when we really, really allow ourselves, that word's going to keep coming up, because thank you for sharing it, allow ourselves to allow, we realize that God, this source, this divine intelligence, is so simple. It is so simple. And the intellect cannot deal with simplicity. It's just like, no, that's just way too simple. Yeah, just way too simple. I mean, that's how I see it. I want to hear your thoughts. And if there's anything anywhere else you want to go, feel free to go there. It's we're having a party today. We're having a spiritual party.
Life is a spiritual party, you know?
I know that's right.
If we just allow it to be, it's wow. I don't know where all to go from that. One of the things you and I talked about yesterday is that the stuff that's in Lessons from the Source. I've been you sort of alluded to it in the introduction there that it's been since 1978 that this material somehow has been coming to and through me, and I've never figured out yet why me. But I've been writing this stuff down for more than 30 years, and what's in the book was written over a 3-month period in 1995, and there's all this other material, 30 years worth of stuff, and it's, for me, some of it's, at least as powerful and comforting and transformative as what's in the book, and a lot of it probably more so. And yet, I've just ignored it. It's been sitting in a nightstand. And several months ago, I think it was in February, I do my writing in the morning, and all of a sudden, there was just this powerful knowing that I had to pull out all that other stuff and just take time away and go through it and see what was in there and start trying to organize it and so on. And it was just, I almost jumped out of my chair because it was just so so powerful. And I thought, okay, I live in Oregon, and I thought, okay, well, maybe I can take a week away and go to the coast and just be alone and do this. And I was starting to go online to see if I could find a place. And I had an appointment to meet an old friend for coffee, so I couldn't do it. So we got together, and he said, so what's going on? And I said, wow, I had this really interesting thing this morning where it just was very, very, very clear that I had to get away and pull out this old material and see what's in it and so on. And I said, I'm going to try to find a place. And he said, you can use my house for a week. And this was an hour and a half after this thing happened. And it was as if, the universe was saying, we got it covered for you. Here's the place. Just do it. And so I've been spending much of my time since then going through this material. And I'm sort of entering a new phase of my life or my mission or whatever, where I'm certainly not ignoring the book, and will continue to share that with people and so on. But there's all this other stuff that I feel like I now need to begin sharing it with people too. And I'm going to be looking for ways to do that. And as I mentioned to you yesterday, as I've been going through here, so much of a recurring undercurrent theme is perfection, and it shows up every place in a lot of different ways. And I'm not sure if I'm answering your question or not. I don't even remember what your question was. But,
isn't that like life? Sometimes we don't even remember where we came from, but we're here. How do we get here? We don't know, but we're here, so let's keep going.
Yeah, there's an old, I don't know if you have heard of or could remember or have ever seen, there was a, when I was a kid, which is a long time ago, there was a little series of programs called The Little Rascals. And there was a scene where three of these little kids get in a car, like a homemade car, and they're heading down the hill, and the one says, "I don't know where we're going, but we're on our way," and that's sort of the same deal. I've pulled out a number of things this morning if we have time to share, but this one about perfection, if it's okay with you, I'd just like to read this.
You're free to share. Let's just dance together. Just go for it. Go wherever you live. Today's theme is allow.
life's theme is allow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This was written on April 25th, 2005. And it says, "Let's talk more about perfection. Perfection is like a field of grain with perfect growing conditions. You can see the perfection visually, the perfect undulating pattern of the subtle shades of beige against a blue sky. You can feel the warm sunshine and later the gentle rain that are so necessary for its growth and maturation. What mind of the human consciousness could have orchestrated this masterpiece? The design of each tiny plant and its evolution from a single grain buried invisibly in the earth, which is the fount of many blessings. The immaculately and intricately designed clusters of grain that move as necessary to have full exposure to the part of their source that is the sun, yet are strong enough to withstand the seemingly incessant pounding of the aspect of their source that is the rain, both of which are part of the eternal rhythm of the source demonstrating itself. And the strong and unyielding roots of the plant, which allow it to remain upright and strong, positioning the grain clusters exactly where they need to be. This same intricate, almost unimaginable perfection is demonstrated all around you in every moment, in untold and infinite facets of the physical world that you may never have considered or even noticed. If this perfection, which is the perfect orchestration of every conceivable and inconceivable aspect of every physical object down to the very cellular level and beyond, is made manifest in parts of the physical world that you never notice, though you are noticing it with much greater frequency, then how can you ever begin to question or doubt its manifestation in your body and affairs during this stay on earth? Perfection is the very foundation of trust and faith. If it is a given and never questioned or doubted, then fear is without any reason, and the desire to exercise personal control over situations and conditions and challenges is made totally meaningless and fruitless. All of the struggles that your human consciousness has put you through have been fruitless, unnecessary, and counterproductive. Perfection alleviates the need for struggle or pain or fear or lack or feelings of personal control, for you already are one with the controlling force. It is peace and joy and comfort and assurance." I love that.
Yes. Yes. Tell me about your experience when, so there's a stage, if you will, even though it's all happening at once, but from the conscious mind, there's a space where you became the download, where you were writing it down. But then when you read it over, what happened for you?
When the download, as you call it, is happening, I really am almost not aware of even what I'm writing, and I don't remember it afterwards. And often I will just stop, you know, when that flow stops, I'll just stop and close the notebook, and I write all this by hand, and don't look at it again. And then I'll pick it up later and read it, and again, not remembering what I had written. And my initial reaction always just is awe. And I think I mentioned this when we talked before. I really struggle with writing stuff. And as I get older, and I'm doing that, the struggle in my human mind just seems to get harder. Well, what am I going to say, and how can I say it, and what blah, blah, blah. This stuff is just, it's perfect, you know, and it's in final form, and I don't need to change it. And so I'm in awe of that, that this has happened somehow, and I'll sit there and I think, I couldn't have made that up, you know. I don't know where it came from, but it, you know, I couldn't have done it. And then I will, I'll try to absorb it. And always the information is for me, because I've got the same issues that everybody else does, but it's coming to me and through me. And yet, as you know, and as we just heard, it's universally applicable. But I'll try to focus on, okay, how does this work for me in my life? And it's almost always current stuff, you know. Sometimes it'll mention specifically things that I'm dealing with, and yet there's this other sort of more universal stuff, and it's always addressing things that I'm dealing with, whether and most often just reminding me of who I am, who we all are, and that it often says, you're not in control, you don't need to understand, you don't need to figure it out, you don't need to make things happen, just allow, you know, because it's all perfection. And
yes, and speaking of perfection, I love what's happening here. So we have a caller, Marilyn from Pennsylvania. She said, I have a question, but I don't know what it is yet. So I'm going to bring her on. I love that. Thank you for showing up, Marilyn.
That's beautiful.
You weren't supposed to repeat
what it
that.
Is yet. I am waiting for it to come to me, but I know there's something telling me I got to share, open up, just allow. Marilyn, you know, and I say this, even though I like to joke it, and I always like to have fun, but I'm really, really, really grateful for you contributing to this conversation and showing up as you're showing up. I got a question, but I don't know what it is yet, and I'll wait and see if it comes up.
It's like ragu. It's in there.
you can taste it. Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, so it did come up. It did bubble up, and you know, I was considering all that you were talking about. It's in my path for many, many, many years to study and meditate, and you know, all of this. So I've been in this journey, but I come to a point, you know, in my human reality where I'm saying, no relationship, several years. Money nearly non-existent, even though I have graduate work and 30 years work experience. I have one part-time client who is going to be, you know, after 2.5 years, that part-time project's going to close down. I have a housemate. She's retiring from university and she's moving out of state. You know, all this is happening. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, everything is in our regular reality shutting down. And, you know, I'm looking for jobs. I'm looking for more clients. Some, you know, a relationship, well, when it comes, I'm just kind of very much going with that flow. Meditating to try to not to, you know, put all that nervous energy, law of attraction, nervous energy stuff into it. And just wondering what your thoughts are around that. You know, I know all the, I'm conscious of the normal responses, normal in our world, in terms of law of attraction. Well, you know, I'm so aware of all that. And I think I'm doing everything or not doing everything that I should be doing. Reading Thich Nhat Hanh, whatever. So just wondered what your reflections are around that.
You know, I think most of us deal with that. I've got similar issues, you know. I don't even need to go into them. You know, I was talking with Ade yesterday. I had 3 weeks ago a woman who was a very powerful, loving, important presence in my life made her transition. Last night, another 3 weeks to the day, another person who that same I could describe in the same way made her transition. I've had two people very close to me, very, very close family members with undiagnosed illnesses who've been hospitalized and so on. I don't know often where my next dollar is coming from either. And I think, you know, it goes back to allowing and accepting that all of that is okay. I just pulled something out here. I don't even know if this is pertinent, but I have. This is from things again. What I'm reading here, nobody else has ever really heard. I just pulled this out. Let me just read it and see if it's pertinent. It says, simply understand and accept and celebrate the facility of it all. Recognize and remember that all you need do ultimately is to allow your true spiritual beingness, who you really are, to take over and guide the way. All of your struggles and frustrations are a factor of your human mind's reluctance and resistance to letting go of its need to be in control and make things happen. Your human identity is not evil or sinister or plotting against you. Its intentions are good, for it wants what it perceives to be in your best interests. But it is that part of your beingness whose vision and understanding are obscured by the illusions to which it has ascribed power or influence. It is not trying to bring you problems. It simply functions from such a limited perspective that its intentions seem unreachable. So stop always to recognize and acknowledge this truth, and then simply to let go of the needs you are perceiving through your human mind to figure things out and make them happen. The things you desire to influence are not negative. You believe them to be in your best interest, but your perspective is so limited that the obvious is invisible. Remember and accept and understand that your true beingness is always operating on the spiritual plane, where miracles abound and all things are possible. There are no limitations of any kind. You are there, the real you. Meditate on this truth and feel the light and love and joy and peace of the kingdom. This is the real you. It has no limitations at all. Allow it to set your intentions rather than your human mind. You will know the difference because there will be no struggle, no interference. One of the reminders that keeps coming through for me is, and there have been a number of really concrete suggestions, you know, the book, Lessons from the Source, talks about viewing your life on the physical plane from the perspective of your true identity, your spiritual beingness. And frequently in the last year or so, the voice speaking through these writings has said, you know, just let your spiritual being, that true part of you, take over. You know, just let your human beingness step aside, and just, there was even it at one point it said, and I wish I could find it, I don't know where it is, but it said, you know, change places in the cockpit, change seats in the cockpit, and let your spiritual identity do the flying, and you sit back and enjoy the flight, and you don't have to. You've been trying to learn to fly for so long, when all you need to do is just switch seats in the cockpit and let that true part of you fly. And Marilyn, I don't know if I'm answering your question at all, but that one piece is what sort of came to me.
Absolutely. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, yes, that was very nice. Absolutely. Thank you.
You know, Marilyn, what you bring to the table is very powerful. I mean, you're really part of this conversation. Clearly, you are. I mean, obviously. But even the fact that you said earlier, and I joked about you having a question, don't know what it is, that, and Jack talked about allowing, and the things, you know, you're meditating, you're doing all the things you're reading, taking that time, you're doing your spiritual work.
Yeah.
But this also seems to be life pulling at you. And now, I'm not going to try and pretend that I know your life, but I can listen to your story and think of my life and the challenges that I go through and how I move through it, because when I listen to you, what it brings up for me is, what if I consider that the financial challenges that I'm having, you know, if it's a physical pain, whatever it is, emotional pain, what if that is part of the process of my spiritual growth and transformation?
Yes.
So the fact that I don't have sometimes I may not be able to pay a bill, or the things that I have to want to buy that I can't buy, or the ideas or vision that I have for the radio network that I want to do, or just in personal life, things that I don't know how to do this. I don't have the resources. What if that is part of the process? And what I found is the challenges, the day-to-day challenges, has become like the weight in the spiritual gym. You know, when you want to build your body, tone your body, whatever you want to do, you go to a gym. You know, and you get to a point where maybe when you started lifting 10 pounds, and the first time it was like, oh my God. And I said, wow, 10 pounds just feels like paper. But we're
That's
not going to go back and lift 10 pounds. We won't say, no, I'm just going to go to 10 pounds. No, we want something else. It's going to just rip the muscles, because that's what happens. The tissue breaks to strengthen it. So we look for something heavier, something heavier. So for me, I remind myself, I don't always think like this, but I have to remind myself that the challenges of life is helping me develop my spiritual muscle. So rather than saying, God, I'm supposed to have this money by now, I'm supposed to have the kind of house that I've always wanted, to just say, I am in my spiritual muscle, and the journey here is to learn to allow, to embrace, to see God in the challenges and see God in the greatness. You know, to see God when I'm depressed and frustrated, and to see God when I am joyful, when I'm just in love with love. And
yes.
I think for me, that helps me shift my perspective. I understand we live on the human plane, and what Jack just shared with us is the whole thing is when we look at life through the eyes of our spiritual self. Because the great ones, the books, you name any person that you've read about, or any book that you've read, the author or somebody you've listened to, and they inspire you, I am willing to bet you that they've been through life. They've been broken down. They've been broken open. Just like giving birth to a child, there's a physical pain that comes. You know, there's a pain that comes, and then a baby comes out, and the mother forgets the pain and says, oh, my God, she's so beautiful. And it's like the pain didn't really exist. So consider maybe you've been broken open to love. to love self, to love life, to be an expression. Life is birthing itself through you when money circumstances and job circumstances are pulling at you. It's pulling on you, it's pulling on you, and then you go do your things because you know about the power of thought and creation. So, you know, it's a very, very powerful question or conversation you bring to the table. And it's all about how we look at it, you know?
Yes, absolutely. So. No pain, no gain.
You know what? I just found another little interesting thing about change that again, I'm opening this stuff at random and finding this, but it's brief. Let the newness continue to expand and enthrall you. Accept it and welcome it with open arms. The new, the unexpected, is always available to you. But your life on earth flows so much more smoothly when you relish it and cherish it and thrive on it than when you resist it or fear it. The new, which is another way to say change itself, will always present itself to you. Those who fear it or resist it still must ultimately accept that it has arrived, whether or not their human minds feel comfortable with it. If it is inevitable, how much more enjoyable and easy to manage it will be if it is welcomed with open arms as a natural progression of your journey on earth. Welcome the new in your life, though you know not what it might be or how your life will continue to unfold or for how long. If there are goodness and blessings in all things and situations, as you have come to understand, welcome them and rejoice in them, even before you are able to perceive them. It is like welcoming a mystery guest into your home. Allow goodness to unfold. Do not attempt to alter its path or its progression.
Nice.
Yes. Yes. So I want to ask you, Marilyn, what are you going to take with you from this sharing that we've had together?
So I'm remembering, and this is wonderful. And I like that last bit, you know, the no pain, no gain, the spiritual gym. Those are just quick little things that will help my monkey mind when I'm getting down into it vibrationally, emotionally. And I like the thought of welcoming the goodness and the blessings in all things before I'm even perceiving them. That's another very good reminder.
Welcoming the mystery guest. I love that. I hadn't remembered that was there.
Yeah.
And see, even in the mystery, you know, Jack just is led to the right thing. And I've, you know, isn't that like life? There are people who read different books and they open up to a page and it speaks to what they're dealing with. There are those of us who use cards, tarot cards, medicine cards, all different kind of cards. And we pull and it speaks to us and we say, oh my God, that's just exactly what I'm dealing with. Because everything is energy. There are no accidents. We're all part of the flow. And this conversation is happening in the past, the present, and the future all at once. And so when we welcome the mystery, we're blown away because we pull the card thinking, okay, let me see what it's going to be. Oh, my God. God is like, hello, I am that I am. Oh, thank you, Marilyn. Thank you for what you bring to the conversation and just being open. And I love also when you said it bubbled up. You know, it says it's bubbling up for you now. That's it. There's something deep within us, deep within, that wants to bubble up. But if we sit long enough, maybe not even sit as in don't move, but just sit in consciousness and get still, then it bubbles up. And then we can blow it out into the ethers. And people say, oh, my God, look at that bubble. Oh, my God, look at that. I love bubbles. That's what Jack is doing. He's fat. He got bubbled up. Now he's blowing it out into the universe, saying lessons from the source.
Very nice.
And we enjoy the bubbles. Thank you, Marilyn. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, I love life. Don't you, Jack? I love life.
Yeah, the alternative isn't good.
It's all good.
go ahead.
I call it leaving the rent-a-body.
I know that's right. Thank you very much, Marilyn. Appreciate
you. Thank you all.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My wonderful guest, my brother, myself, is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. Pick yourself, you know. And then here's the thing. The book comes in a hard copy, an e-book, an audio book. So, you know, we'll tell you more about that, how you can get it, but you can go to his website in the meantime, lessonsfromthesource.com. Quite simple. I want to do it in Jack's voice. To find out more about Jack Armstrong, visit Lessons from the Source. No, I can't do it. See, I can't even do it. See, I should just do it without even saying I'm going to do it. Jack has one of those voices that just draws people in. But we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. We're going to do a celestial moment. And then come back and have some more conversations about the writings that you haven't shared with the world that we all need. That's why we're here. You've got a prescription from the source, and we're ready to take notes. So we're going to take a break. And while we're taking a break, we invite you to share the show with your friends, your coworkers, the people that get in your nerves, people you can't stand. Share the show with them. Say, I have a gift for you. What's this? It's a radio show. Why do I want to listen to that? And boy, when they finish listening, they're going to come back and give you a hug because they will realize that they have been a you-know-what, and now they decide to choose again, to turn around, to repent, to be different. They've missed the mark. LifeConversationsRadio.com is where it's happening. Let's take a break, and don't forget, click the like button because, you know, I have ego issues. Just let me know you like me. So post it on Facebook. Click the like button. Depends on the amount of likes I get, would let me know how much you like me. We are going to take a quick break and come back with Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. Well, we're coming back with Jack Armstrong. That's the name of the book. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. But here's the man with the voice. When I grow up, no, next lifetime, I want to sound like this.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
The sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY. Purposefully loving and appreciating you. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Yes, indeed. Give yourself the gift of having fun. Unless you become like a little child, you will not. You cannot. It's challenging to get to the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom that's within you. Become so playful. Find out more information by going to iwillplay.com. No, .org. iwillplay.org.
Think of the shortbread, touching that bar. How many cheeks? Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed. We are back. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. We're talking about spiritual principles that transcend your belief system, your rightness and your wrongness, the duality, the spiritual principle that joins us all together, and is now time to expand and share that everything all fades into God. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I am great. Enjoying you and Jack. It's a wonderful conversation, and Marilyn is wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope she will be a regular. Come on back. So I have to ask Jack something. Jack, now that date you threw out, I don't know why you do that to me. April 25th, 2005, is that correct when you wrote that perfection piece? Excuse me, when it was downloaded.
If that's what I said, I don't have it in front of me right now, but that was...
I'm going to trust I heard well. Okay. Mm-hmm. Guess what, Jack?
What?
That number that was running is the exact number that's running today. So if anybody has a birthday, happy birthday, Sarah. And if you were blessed to receive such a divine message, well, you are appearing on the Ask Life Coach Today show. And when you add that date, it equals 2034. That's the exact numbers for today. And I'm going to go into Celestial Moment now and tell you what that all means. But it's wonderful. I'm so happy that you're here today. It's just such a confirmation.
Nothing happens by coincidence.
Not at all. I'm just going to surrender to the beauty of it. I'm actually overwhelmed. That's amazing. Here we go. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift, and I trust that you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Thursday, May 17th, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2034. Add 2034, and the energy of the day equals 9. 9 is the crone, or the hermit, in tarot, which speaks of the way shower, or the pathfinder. The hermit gets still to listen deeply to the inner voice and shows us through their actions what they have learned on their journey. We get to then experience the butterfly dance of 9 as transformation in the medicine cards. The 9th letter of the alphabet is I, and words like illusion, intuition, and introspection connect us to the magical power of 9. However, today, for a special treat, we are going to put the spotlight on the dragonfly. Its number is not 9. It's actually 27. But when you add 2 plus 7, you get 9. So here we go. Dragonfly breaks illusions, brings visions of power. No need to prove it. Now is the hour. Know it. Believe it. Great Spirit intercedes, feeding you, blessing you, filling all your needs. The story goes that the dragonfly was once a big dragon who was tricked to prove its power and magical prowess by the coyote. I bet you can't change your form, the coyote probably taunted. I bet you can't make yourself real small and still fly, the coyote started giggling. Then the dragon flew high and made itself what we see today. The dragon needed to trust its knowing instead of showing off. We lose the game before we even get to play, if we have to prove anything to anyone. When the dragonfly appears, it asks us, have we been watering our own plants, or are we caught up in illusionary games of competition? Might I suggest that we switch mental lanes if we keep playing bumper cards with other people's lives? Let them live it. Get back in your own lane. Get in tune with dancing, playing, laughing, enjoying the warm caress of the sun. Feed the dragonfly and learn. Don't let the coyote disguise his tricks and challenges get the best of you. Trust that the best in you is always shining through. I am the Alpha and Omega, can be found in Revelation 1:8. 1 + 8 = 9 as well. Catch a revelation of love. We have a source that loves all of us so deeply. Let us not forget, we each have a gift of magic inside of us, and illusions were made to be broken, so that we may actually break open the love. I'm so ready. And that's the story of 9. So it's referring the dragonfly of the medicine cards. All is well. I'll see you on Monday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Celeste. Going within and downloading and being a space where the source God gets to reveal itself. Thank you for what you do, my sister fan. I truly appreciate you. Life is good, it's getting better. Tamara said, where's what Tamara said? Survey said, break it open to love, flexing your spiritual muscles. I love this. And Jack Armstrong, what a beautiful spiritual teacher. I love what he's sharing. As much wisdom for so much wisdom for us to embrace. Yes, he is. And there's more to come. Let's talk about this perfection thing, because it's very, I think, part of the challenges that we have in life is this desire, this need to be perfect. And even in a spiritual community, because I had this thought earlier when we were talking to Marilyn, I think in the self-help spiritual community, teachers, we sometimes we've sort of encouraged people to get on a spiritual path in order to attain material wealth. So, and especially in a country where materialism is big, there's some of us who have allowed ourselves to believe that if I meditate, if I read, if I become spiritual and I light an incense and I, you know, hug a tree, then I'll have all the material wealth. So there's this need and desire to be perfect, to do it right, to do it right. Can you talk more on perfection, Jack?
Yeah, I think there's a real interesting dichotomy between what you're saying about people desiring to be perfect, which again is, from my perspective, a struggle of our human minds. I've got to do this right. Perfection already is, you know, and I think all we need to do is accept it. While you were on break, I found another thing that that I'd like to read to you that seems mm-hmm. to go with that. And again, this is stuff that nobody else has ever heard this. So you're having a worldwide premiere on your program for some of this stuff. This was written in 2010. It says, think of a huge river whose flow is undisturbed by rapids or rocks or islands or man-made crafts. There is no obstruction of any kind. The water is flowing strongly and with an enormous volume, yet there is no disturbance, nothing to impede the perfection and peacefulness of the flow. This state of being is what you should strive for, or better said, to accept entirely, for striving indicates a struggle, a conscious effort by the mind of humanity. That perfect, powerful, voluminous flow is your reality, and you need only accept it and allow it. Allow. The rapids or other obstructions that your human mind perceives are illusionary. The flow is your reality. The flow is silent yet powerful. It is ever present yet invisible to the human eye and beyond the understanding of the human mind. Why is it, you are asking, that it seems so much more difficult to simply surrender to it and acknowledge your unity with it and allow it to carry you through the perfection of the human journey than it feels to attempt to intervene with your own human will and to try to control or direct the flow based on the desires of your ego? For it is that intervention and your attempts to control that cause the obstructions and the rapids, which of course represent the challenges and frustrations of life. In your mind, you can see and feel the effortlessness of the flow of perfection, and it is in your mind where you must accept it and surrender to it. See the perfection, not a ripple on the entire expanse of the wide, perfect river, and feel its strength. The flow is so steady and voluminous and powerful that no effort of the human mind can disturb it. Yet that effort can cause the disruptions, the obstacles in your life that in turn cause you to struggle and to feel pain and frustration and worry and doubt and fear. The total acceptance of the unobstructed flow and total surrender to it is to allow and live in effortless perfection. If you can allow your human mind to do so, simply let go. Simply accept in this moment, for this moment is all you have in reality, that you are perfection, for you are one with me. Your journey is perfection, for it is one with the flow that carries you without effort or struggle through your experience in the physical world. Feel the peace. Let go of the intervention of human consciousness and experience the perfection. You are loved. So perfection is, you know, it's not something that we can, by golly, I'm going to reach perfection. I'm going to do this thing perfectly or that, which, you know, when I'm writing, I try to make it perfect. And then I sit down when I'm writing my own stuff, and then I sit down and allow and perfect writing's flows, you know. It's but striving for perfection, I think, is totally different than allowing perfection.
Yes, yes. I want to ask you a question here. This is really like having a live conversation, and that's, you know, people can call in 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Those of you on the phone line already, make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Marilyn, if you want to add anything else to the conversation, you can press 1 on your keypad. If you're just listening, that's fine too. Just what you said, you get the download, or when you're writing something, you want to make it perfect. I sometimes I'll catch an idea in the shower, and it's just like, oh my God. And the minute I find a book, my journal, and pen, I write it down and I start changing it around. I start thinking, well, I don't think people will understand it. I mean, what is it? It's got to be a little bit deeper than just the intellectual mind. And I don't know. I'm just really throwing this open, sort of open question, Jack. What is it about us that especially, let me put it this way, I don't want to be like an elitist kind of thing, but, you know, there are those of us who have been really studying, meditating, and really, I don't know. I wanted to embody that we are perfection, but maybe we haven't. But somehow, when we write or when we do things, there's still a need. We will be quick to say perfection already is, but in our individual lives, we still seek, thrive to be perfect. What's that about? And I don't have an answer. And it's something that's coming up for me. What is it about human beings that we just think, even though we can get that we are loved, so yeah, I know I'm loved, but I need to be loved. I know I'm perfect, but this got to be perfect. What is that about, Jack? Please help me.
I don't know if I can help you with that or not.
I love the honest answer.
Yeah, we all confront that. And, you know, I can sit here and read this stuff that's been given to me, and it's so articulate and makes sense and easy to understand, and yet, wow, living it is hard. I think it's it is that inherent struggle, which, you know, it's in intellectual terms that we can understand. It's sort of the left brain, right brain thing.
Mm-hmm.
One side needs to make things happen and understand and do, and the other allows. And to me, that's sort of symbolic of our dual identity, where we're always on the spiritual level, but we forget about it, and we're for some unknown period of time, including the present moment, which is the only one we can count on, in this physical form. And we give away our power, you know. Our power as spiritual beings, one with the source of all, co-creators with everything, we forget about that and give it away when things in the physical world upset us. It might be a person or a situation or a condition or whatever that makes us worry or fear or doubt or whatever. And so in order for our human minds, it seems to me the logical reaction to that is, okay, but what can I do to make this mm-hmm. right? How can I make it perfect? How can I make it go away? And it's part of the journey.
Yeah,
it's part of the journey, and it's a lesson we all struggle with every day, I think.
Mm-hmm. As you were talking, I was just. Sometimes I put a question out there and I start receiving the answer. What I'm getting is that, you said it really, it's part of the journey. The struggle becomes when we see one better than the other or consider one to be wrong. That if I know that I'm perfection, now I'm striving to be perfect, I shouldn't be doing that. Now we have issues. But if we just say, it's all part of the journey. We say everything is energy. We say God is all there is. There is no spot where God is not. So even the things that really trigger us, even the things that break our heart, even the so-called evil things that are done in the world, it's all part of the journey. And you read earlier, if we can see the things that happen in our lives, if we can look at what goes on in society, in politics, in religion, in spirituality, if we can see it from a spiritual perspective, then we can observe. We become the observer of life rather than the antagonistic, you know, rather than the whatever. You know, it's going against the flow. And that's the work, I really believe. This morning, one of the things that came to me was, life is really about a journey of unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a journey of unconditional love. Unconditional love, that love without conditions, love that sets us free, love that is freedom. So now, I may experience a neighbor, a friend, a family member, or somebody I just see on television, on YouTube, and they might be so judgmental and so mean, I become one with that person, or let me say, I join with them energetically when I judge them for being judgmental. I can look at that person, observe, and say, wow, either I can see their pain, or I can say, wow, if I think the same way that person thinks, I would be saying the same thing. And right there, I free myself. But there, it's a personal thing. We got to embody, I feel, we got to embody what we say is true, what we call truth, not just being able to speak it to other people, not just being able to write it. And we get to decide if we have or not. But from that spiritual perspective, from the eyes of Source, from the eyes of God, it is all perfect, even if I insist my life is imperfect. And even that imperfection is part of the perfection. Source as unconditional love has no condition. There's no condition based on how I see my world. And
yeah.
You know, go ahead.
This is a little tiny paragraph from the book itself. It's not from the new material, but it says, if you could see yourself from my perspective, and again, it's seeing the physical from the perspective of the spiritual, if you could see yourself from my perspective, you would laugh at the many barriers you have erected to your own good. It is as if you are existing in a sea of goodness, yet you've built a plastic bubble around yourself to keep the good that is all around you from getting to you or from you getting to it. It is right there, but you can't reach it. Dissolve the bubble and become one with your good.
Yes. Dissolve the bubble. It's all in the belief system. It's all in the thought and how we say shift in perception. Like in Course in Miracles, we talk about a miracle is a shift in perception. You know, meaning like the conversation we had with Marilyn, it's like seeing things differently. It's like, oh, that's a miracle right there. When we realize maybe the challenges that we're going through and growing through is just part of the process. When we say, yeah, perfection already is. The trees are doing what they're doing naturally without my help.
nature takes care of it. The animals, the rats, the squirrels, the dogs, the cat. Wow, that's a miracle right there.
I love life. go ahead.
I just found another thing. Do we have time to read one more?
Yes, we do. I was going to ask you to read one more or two more anyway. I want to milk this conversation. I love this kind. I'm addicted to God.
You are God.
I'm addicted to myself. I'm in love with myself. Okay, go ahead and read.
You know what? I'm going to just break in here for a minute, and this is not what I'm going to read, but when I was listening to you at the beginning of the program, and I remembered it from before, and you played Ricky Byers-Beck with music this time, and the last time you played Blessed
Use
Always.
Blessed Always or Use Me, huh? Yeah, one of those.
The last time I was on, you played Blessed Always, which is my favorite of hers.
Mm.
I used to attend Agape. I lived in Southern California, and I'd attend a lot. And the way you allow truth to flow through you, like you do at the beginning of your program, is very similar to the way Michael Beckwith does. And your allowing that flow it reminds me of him a lot, and I just felt the need to say that to you because you're two beautiful spirits. Here's this thing. All is well. Rest constantly in this assurance. Believe it with all of your being. Your well-being is assured. You must accept that totally. As totally as your certainty that the sun will come up in the morning and the seasons will follow each other as they always have. You are a function of divine order. Just as there are unexpected activities in the world of nature, floods, storms, earthquakes, and so on, which can disturb your day-to-day routine and can cause tragedy and grief on the human plane of existence, such occurrences will also happen in your life. But remember always that these disturbances in nature do not alter the order of the universe. In similar fashion, the disturbances in your life do not alter the divine order. You are spirit. You have taken on physical form for a fleeting moment, for a specific purpose, but you remain spirit, united with me. When your experience on earth is ended, you will shed your physical form and return to a complete understanding of your true identity. Nothing can change that. If you can completely accept this understanding, you can view the disturbances of your life in the same way that you can view the impact of an earthquake on the divine order of the universe. It has none. The only disturbance is on one small aspect of the earth. The movement of a few square miles of land on the earth, when compared to the overall functioning of the universe, whose limits no human can even begin to understand, is totally insignificant. Likewise, the disturbances to the smooth functioning of your life on earth, no matter how difficult or tragic or unfair they may seem to you from the limited perspective of human consciousness, are totally insignificant to your true identity as a spiritual being. Begin to try to integrate this truth into your consciousness as it expands in its understanding. If you can do so, you can view the conditions and situations and events and circumstances of your life, which ordinarily would cause you to be stressed or upset or fearful or abandoned or any other negative feeling, in the light of truth, and understand the divine order that is at work in you and the utter insignificance that any of these events has in relationship to it. I trust that this perspective will be helpful to you. It is the reality of your existence. Accept it and integrate it and live your life accordingly.
This is what came to me as I listened to you, and that's really, I believe, it's really to die before we really physically die. Die to
exactly.
The old and be made new.
Yep. And that's our choice at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
We can let go of the struggle. At the end, at the end of the line, we don't have any choice. We're going to let go of the struggle anyway. But in this moment, we can let go of the struggle and stay on the physical plane and experience, you know, our true reality.
The mystery of life and the simplicity of truth, the spiritual principles. And I'm just grateful for you gathering the courage to speak up and speak out and share lessons from the source, because we need to hear this. What it does, it confirms and affirms and inspires others to keep moving and to help people realize, I'm okay. I am okay. I may not be where I want to be. I may be struggling with my finances, with my relationship, with whatever, with my health. But ultimately, by the end of the day, I am okay. You know, when people die, we say they've gone to a better place. Well, let's take our own wisdom and die so we could be in a better place before we actually shed the body temple.
Yep.
And,
yep.
Yes. Go ahead. Anything else? You feel free to add whatever's coming up for you. I don't have any questions.
Well, bless you for saying that. That's really that means a lot. And I, as I said at the beginning of the program, I still have no idea why me, why I've been given this stuff. But I truly am. Even with all of this new material, I'm just in awe of it, and for some reason it's been given to me, and I want to find a way to be able to share it with anyone for whom it can be helpful. And there is voluminous material. There's probably, many times more word count, if you do that, than is in the book. It took me 2 months, 2 years, I'm sorry, it took me 2 years to do Lessons from the Source, working with material that was written over a 3-month period. I've got now material written over a 30-plus year period. And I'm kind of overwhelmed by it. And I am putting out the intention that there will be a person or persons who, for whom this material is also as moving as it is, important as it is for me, who will be able to help me sort of organize it and figure out ways, whether it's books or ebooks or whatever, to begin sharing it, because it really feels like much more than I can do at this point in my life by myself, and yet it really needs to get out there. So I'm just sort of putting that out to anyone who might be listening to your program that, it would be wonderful to work with someone who could help find ways to enrich the world through this material that I've been sitting on.
I so get it. I so get it. Because in supporting you in getting that out, they get their own fulfillment and the rest of the world benefits. And I think that's the real shift that needs to happen. You know, before my shows, I usually in the morning, I'm just in a receptive space and so much comes up for me. And sometimes I get to share it on the radio. Sometimes it's triggered by the guest as you trigger the thought that I'm about to share. And I just realized, you know, it's like it just came real clear to me. It came up. It's like, yeah, you know, there's no reason that any of us need to struggle. You've got this amazing, powerful, simple words of truth that are flooding through you that you're downloading. And there's somebody out there who could support you as a whatever, editor, or whatever that needs to be done. But they're out there. But they may be out there saying, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know my purpose is. I'm not happy. Now, that's not a judgment. But if we just start to think, how can I contribute to others? How can I contribute? Sometimes it's financial. You know, this is the place where I'm getting my spiritual nurturing. How can I contribute? What can I give back? Oh, I was so blessed by listening to Jack. What can I do to support? And that's the way to do it. Let's balance the scale and give of ourselves
And I'm holding an intention that even if it's not through listening to the show, but that someone out there is catching the inspiration and they're led to your tweet or your Facebook page or your website and they offer themselves. Because that's really how we spread the joy, the love. That's how we really see that we are perfect already by bringing our skills. I know what I'm good at, and there are things I'd just rather have somebody else do. So, and I'm standing with you. That is happening as we speak. And for all of us, the more we learn to give and receive and share, where, you know, adding to where we're getting inspiration from, we all benefit, all of us. It's about interdependency. One last question I want to ask you, Jack, before you go. One last question. What would you suggest for others? Because we know, you know, and I know, and if listeners are listening, know that, you know, we can all be that space where inspiration is downloaded. Now, not the way you do it, but the way they need, their unique way of doing it. What one thing would you recommend listeners to do to become the place and the space for God to reveal itself?
Boy, there's no 10-word answer to that one, Adi. But I always, when I talk about the process, it's getting me out of the way. I mean, I believe that we all have access to. I really enjoy talking about creativity, and creativity to me is an individual person allowing something that never existed in the physical world to come through them and out into physical form. And, you know, it might be writing, it might be music, it might be art, it might be, you know, designing a bridge. But we have to be open to the fact that we all have access to, you can call it source, you can call it creativity, whatever, wisdom. But it's allowing that whatever it is to be open to it, open yourself to whatever it is, and asking for guidance, you know, is a big part of that. And then I just get out of the way, and that, you know, I've described how much I struggle writing my own material, and I still do, but when this stuff happens, I don't question a word. It just is there. And I write it down. But I have to get my conscious mind out of the way completely and just say, okay, use me. I'm the channel.
Silence. That's where it happens. Yes.
You know what? I would like to say one other thing before we go.
Sure.
And it occurred to me when I was talking about just writing whatever comes. That happens a lot. I mean, I found one the other day that was an old one, and the first words were peanut butter, and I thought, yeah, right. You know, and it went.
You said, yeah, right. Yeah. Is that all you got? Come on, God. Peanut butter.
But I wrote it down, and then I kept writing, and it was this long, wonderful thing, you know. And there's one. What brought that to my mind and made me think of what I'm going to tell you. Lessons from the Source, for the first time, now is available as an ebook. And, you know, I think I resisted doing that for a long time because I've never read an e-book and I don't have an e-reader and I've got to hold the book in my hand. But people have really been wanting me to do that. So it's now, just in the last few days, really available as an e-book that can be downloaded from my website at lessonsfromthesource.com. But I've added, a couple years ago, I did another little e-book of previously unseen writings. And that's part of this too. So it's sort of two books in one. But there's one in there that was like that. It says, "Today we will talk about cooking," and I said, "Yeah, come on, get out of here." And yet it became this beautiful thing about creativity. But I didn't. I got myself out of the way. It said, "Okay, cooking. What are we gonna do?" And it came through. And that one's included in the in the separate ebook that's part of this thing on there, and I think people will find it delightful. But anyway, on lessonsfromthesource.com, there's a blue box in the upper right-hand corner, and just click on that, and you can get it for Kindle or iPad or Nook or any of those mm-hmm. readers.
Kindle.
So thank you for allowing me to throw that out.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. So if you're stuck, just go get yourself a peanut butter inspiration. Oh, gosh. Life is so yummy. It's so delicious. And if we could just allow. And I want to thank you, Jack, because you gave me something. And, you know, I got the whole thing about us supporting one another this morning. And you putting that request out just brought clear. Because there's so many things I'm excited about, different ideas that I want to do, book that I'm writing. I'm getting some help in some area. But there are other things that I need help with. But I really haven't spoken it out to people close to me that I need help with it. So, you know, you're just giving me the gift of saying, it's okay, just let it go, ask for help, and if you get help, so be it. If not, something's going to happen. So thank you for that.
And believe me, I've been real reluctant to do that, and a couple friends said to me recently, you know, just tell people you need help, and it'll be there. So.
Yes, so I need help. People, I call me, email me. Let me jump in that gift receiving basket. There are things I'm working on. I need help, and we could talk more about it. Jack, thank you. I just love you. I'm so grateful for you. I'm grateful for Betty who connected us in the first time, and you know you'll be back here again. And you're just a delight. You are a delight. I love your humility. I love your authenticity. I just love your energy. You show up as, you know, as what you teach. You keep it real. And that means a lot to me, and I'm sure listeners can appreciate it. Tamara in the chat room is talking about your authenticity. And I want to just invite the listeners and, you know, just think of the inspiration and the things that you feel from this conversation and just multiply that love, that enthusiasm. Enthusiasm, being in God, just being so full of Godness, and just shower Jack with it as he moves through the transformation and the transition of the loved ones who have moved to the other side and all the other families that are connected with this beautiful birthing process that sometimes has a way of really pulling at us on a deeper level. Just share that love with Jack and his family, and we know all is well because all is always well. It's already perfect. So, Jack, thank you. Thank you, listeners. Jack, before we release you, and woman, anything else you want to say before you go?
My brother, I would just say that all that you just said about me, I would return to you in exactly the same words, and I love you deeply.
Love you too. Thank you so much. Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. That's the website address, lessonsfromthesource.com. I'm going to play the song he talked about, and then I'm going to come back. I'm so full. I'm so grateful to just be part of something great, to interact with people, to share inspiration, because we're all in this together. Man up. No, I'm not man enough. I'm just going to be here. That was just an inside joke for myself. I wasn't really serious. Yeah, I'm full. I'm full. And when we experience God, it just floods through us because there are no words and comes out in tears and laughter or sometimes as a joke. Here's a beautiful song to kind of wrap it all up and release it. Blessed Always, the Agape Choir. This song is written by Vicky Byers and Michael Bernard Beckwith. This is a prayer to the world, a prayer to you. Blessed Always. I'll be right back. It's a beautiful song. Feel it. Digest it.
Yeah.
fly unfriend, that we rest in God and say amen, say it is so, say it is real, and let it be. Say amen, ashe, and it is done. Isn't that what it's about? I want to thank you all from wherever you're listening. If you're listening on the Life Conversations media.com page, because wherever we got the players, you can listen. If you're listening on iTunes, on Facebook, wherever you're listening. And if you listen 10,000 years from now, if I don't think MP3s will be around, but maybe if you're listening to the show in the museum or how things were in the old dark ages, 2012. Rest in God and say amen and be the place where God gets to reveal itself. I'm so full. I'm so grateful. And I thank you, listeners. Thank you. I saw something today. I want to share this with you before we go. I may even share Abraham or something. I don't know what I'm going to share yet. But I saw something that someone wrote today made me go, wow. And I took it in, I listened, and God said to me, listen, what you're doing is huge. I don't always see it. I don't always allow myself to take it in. I run from that sometimes because to my egoic mind, it's scary to allow myself to believe that. But the truth is the truth is the truth. We are all the arms of God. We are God in action. We are God. Let's just stop there. And I post inspiration quotes on my Facebook page. And so this lady is having a conversation with her friend. And Jan, if you're listening, thank you for giving me that gift of love and a gift of reflection. So she's talking to her friend Deborah, and she said, you should listen to Ade on his radio station. He's spiritual, and he is my religion. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. She said, he's spiritual, and he is my religion. I love him. He also has guests. Speakers on the show every day. And then she talks about going to church on Wednesday nights and Sunday nights to get through what she's getting through, you know, what she's going through. And she does it one day at a time. But the part that says he's spiritual, he's my religion, so my egoic mind was like, oh, no, can't deal with that. But I listened to the heart of those words. And for me, my life request has always been to help people. To be of service. My mother wanted me to be a doctor, but that wasn't for me. She wanted to be a medical doctor. I'm a different kind of a doctor. So to have that mirrored back to me and someone listening to my show daily, once, or maybe, you know, it doesn't matter, but just what we create here together through Celeste supporting the network as a co-producer, the guests that come on, Jack Armstrong, the ones that are yet to come on. It is really, really... there are no words to say what that means for me. And I pray that each and every one of you, if you are not, if you haven't got to that place where you can look at your life, even in the midst of the struggles and the challenges, to say, you know what, I am making a difference. And I don't say that from an egoic place. I don't say it to be boastful or say, look what I'm doing. I'm actually honoring myself. I don't always do that. And we all got to honor ourselves. We are that place where life becomes conscious of itself. That's the lesson from the source, that yes, go forth and make a difference in somebody's life. Somebody wants to hear your truth. Somebody needs to taste your food. Someone wants you to make them peanut butter and jelly sandwich and they can feel nourished. Whatever you got, share it. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love. It is who you are. Be true to yourself. And allow the love to come back and be love. Because that's what we need. It's not about debates. It's not about sexual orientations. It's not about religious beliefs. We are all here for one another. Love one another. I'm out of here. And I just blew a song. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the opportunity to share my truth. And thank you for supporting me on that process. Let's see. What do we want to play? Resurrect Me. Yes, indeed. ValerieJoy.com. ValerieJoy.com. Resurrect Me. Of course, Valerie Joy is her name, J-O-I. Beautiful song. It's about dying to the old. Die before you die. And then you get taken. God.
in a whole new way. Peace and blessings.
I know who I am. are not your stuff. I want people to remember that, that you are not your stuff, that you are not your job, you are not your relationships, you are not your finances, you're not even your body temple. Even that, too, one day shall pass. That who you are and the what that you are is so great, grand, glorious, and magnificent that discovering who and what you are is worth a lifelong commitment. And I encourage people to be willing to step out of the crisis du jour and just pose the question. You don't have to feel like you know God or you don't have to know all the secrets of the universe. If you will just in your heart of hearts be willing to contemplate the idea that there is more than this, I guarantee you that you will summon all of your guides, all of your inner intuition, your soul remembrance will be reawakened. It's already there. We just don't listen. It's just kind of dormant. And all it takes is willingness. You don't have to know how.
3. Apples. There was a boy, a very holy boy in India, filled with wisdom. He had the big glow shining inside him, and many people would come from miles around to be in his presence. A well-to-do American tourist passing through the town heard about the boy and was immediately very skeptical. He was a very educated, sophisticated, worldly man who did not believe in God. What could a so-called holy boy teach him? He was determined to prove to the ignorant locals that this boy was a fraud. One day, while in the town square, he saw the boy walking, followed by a crowd of devotees. He pushed and shoved his way through the crowd of locals and came in front of the boy. He had been waiting for this moment. He sneered at the boy and took a ripe red apple out of his pocket. He said mockingly to the boy, "I will give you this apple if you can show me where God is." The boy was quiet for a moment as he stared peacefully at the man. The townspeople watched. His eyes were filled with light and love. His heart was warm. Finally, he spoke in a soothing, serene voice. "I will give you 2 apples," he said, "if you show me where God is not."
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.